What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all know what it is, and I'm here joined with my beautiful wife. Go on, let them know who you is.
What's up, y'all? My name is Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel. Angel. If this is your first time tuning in, what's happening? What's good? What's cracking? This is a podcast that me and my husband do every single Wednesday, except for our anniversary week, where we talk about things revolving around relationships, marriage, children, rearing children, community. Sometimes we little dibble dabble in some political stuff, but not much. A little religion, not much again. But anyways, this is a conversation between two grown-ass married people, and sometimes that conversation causes an argument. Actually, a lot of the time. But it's still a good conversation, and we're so glad that you're here. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you haven't already, it makes us more discoverable. We are an NAACP Image Award nominated podcast in the same category as Michelle Obama. As a matter of fact, us and Michelle lost in the same year. Yeah. We twins. Where have you been? We also have some amazing sponsors that are joining us today. They are Shopify, which I'll tell you about in a little bit, as well as Jenny Kane, one of my favorites. And we would love for you all to support our sponsors if they have a service or a product that you are interested in. Also, we're going to give you a good old promo code so you can get a discount, because that's how we do. How you been?
I've been great.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you. You do, too.
And listen, I appreciate it. My husband had me waiting here in our Patreon as well.
I had to warm up some oatmeal.
We had all this time ahead of time.
Well, there's an eclipse happening right now, literally right now as we record live. Patreon know that. And that's what took up some of the time. But then we had a link that failed, so we had to restart. And I'm hungry.
But he could have restarted when we were doing the restart. He could have been getting that oatmeal.
I was.
No, we had already restarted.
I made two.
He does not care. He doesn't. Tell him about our Patreon, baby.
Hey, y'all, this Patreon is great. It's wonderful. They've been here with us. They done seen us, like I said, all the stuff that jacks up when we try to do this. Anyway, that's our immediate family. We call them the immediate family because we're a little bit closer. We do things on the weekends. We do things on Wednesdays. We do things sometimes on Fridays. They be at our parties sometimes with us. They usually know about stuff long before anybody else does, because they are the immediate family, so they're a little closer. You can be a part of the immediate family. You sign up for the lower $5 a month and come on over there, and that's what we do. We over having a good time.
We're going to have a good time. Do you know that church song? Good time. Good time. We're going to have a good
Three
time.
3 hours later. You know my voice. I think it's good from the tour. Time. I can't talk.
We're gonna have. She didn't put me on vocal rest, so.
She should have. She didn't know what she was doing.
She didn't put me on vocal rest. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's gonna come down to.
Okay, baby, you running the show. What's going on next?
Well, hey, we usually kick this off with one of two segments. We're gonna do Tanksley Pride this week.
Tanksley Pride.
If you don't know what Tanksley Pride is, we have four sons, all right? And we call them our Tanksley Pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double entendre, you know what I'm saying?
How's it a double? Tell them.
Because it's our pride. You know, we're proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pride. We're proud of lions.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying? Wow, wow, wow. Mess with one of them cubs if you want to.
And mama coming through, ripping off necks. I'll go first. This is something that I planned on telling you.
That's what her lion roar sounds like. Wow, wow, wow.
That's a wildcat.
Lion talking ass.
That's a wildcat. But a lion is wild, and it's a cat. Wow, wow, wow. Anyway, this is what I was going to tell you. You ready? This is my Tanksley Pride story.
Tell me.
Dropped off Amar today at his daycare. Teacher came up to me because I be getting him there late. I'm terrible at getting my child there on time. He's supposed to be there before 9. I get him there 10:30 most days. Today I got him there at 9:17, okay? Because I gave him a bath last night instead of this morning.
the fact that he was already, for the most part, ready.
I was tired. I stayed up watching TV shows with my husband, which I thoroughly enjoyed, but that's about to come to an end, at least staying up that late. So the teacher comes up to me and she's like, "Mom, today we start rehearsals for graduation. And he needs to be at school before 9:30. And I was like, "I made it today, right?" Because I was like, "It's 9:15.
She said, "Yeah." It's always been 9:30.
No, he's supposed to have been there before 9.
No, it was 9:30.
No, they told me 9.
Oh, they told me 9:30.
And
it was 9:15.
No, they had told me 9. Regardless, this is my story.
They had to tell you 9 just so you would get there.
No, I used to get him there. Well, I used to get him. I used to not be the one dropping him off, so it didn't matter. So it would only be on, I only dropped him off on Wednesdays. And he was getting there.
Yeah, y'all would say full as far as we going to get as far
regardless,
as
right I was saying.
Go ahead. There you go.
She was like, "Graduation is on May 31st. My baby, the youngest of the pride, is graduating preschool on May 31st. And I was like, first of all, this is the type of carrying on I like, that they have a graduation and that they're starting rehearsals 2 months early. That means we're going to get some songs, huh? We're going to get some walk across there, maybe even poems. I need all of it. Because if y'all recall, I had to throw little Marcus's graduation celebration for preschool. If you've been following me since before I even birthed anybody's twins. And the twins didn't get one because guess what? We were in the middle of COVID. So their graduation was, you don't get to leave the house. You just stuck here with your mama. But the fact that the school is doing something like major so I can have all the carrying on and crying, I'm already thinking about what type of party I'm going to throw the baby to celebrate his graduation from preschool. I'm just, it's all beginning. Like, our kids are now adults is what I feel like. The fact that Amar is graduating preschool, we're here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all recall at the beginning of this story, she said something that I'm going to be excited about, and it turned into her being excited.
No.
You said something that's going to...
No.
You said a surprise? Did you say I got a surprise for you?
Yes, there's something... I found out the information about the graduation being on May 31st, so I was saying...
It's
this
in
is
the calendar.
I don't look at that. Do you?
The our calendar.
Is it in our calendar? How?
It popped up this morning. I thought you put it in there.
Yes. Oh, but you saw. Okay. I don't. A lot of times stuff goes into the calendar and you don't see it when it comes in there. So I didn't expect for you to have seen the notification.
I seen it.
Okay. Yeah. So no, I didn't. Regardless, there's stuff I put into the calendar sometimes and you're like, you never told me about it. So this was me telling you.
You telling me stuff. Seen it though. It's exciting.
Why are you being a butthole?
I said it's exciting.
Go ahead with your Tanksley Pride story then.
Anyway, y'all, we wrapped up spring break finally. That was 6 months long. And the twins, I took them to Legoland. One of their friends, one of the parents at their school, we really cool, and he told me, this is actually at the twins' birthday party, that for their child's birthday, it was during spring break, and they were, you know, trying to figure out what they're going to do for him. And they had a whole, I think, 2 weeks of stuff for him.
Oh, wow.
But they just got the one, so it's a little easier. But they, I think they did Disneyland and some other stuff.
Oh, they really set it out for his birthday.
No,
that's
they
so
did.
Good.
And then he said, I don't know if they already had that plan, but he said, he told me that they were going to take him to Legoland. He was like, man, if y'all can come, you know, if you want to bring the boys, you know, it'd be great or whatever. I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I can if I can, I can make that happen if our schedules line up. And he let me know last week that he was like, yeah, so we're going on Saturday. I'm like, bet we'll be there. So I didn't let he said he wasn't telling his son. I was like, all right, I won't tell the twins because, they're you know, Kai is Mr. Questions. He'll start asking me a bunch of questions.
Yes.
So I didn't say nothing. I just the night before I said, y'all need to go ahead and take your showers, get some clothes out. We're going to be outside for the majority of the day tomorrow. So I said it's going to be a little cool, but not cold. So just take, you know, long sleeve. Put a T-shirt on up under just in case you get warm. Where are we going? Don't worry about it. Just know we're leaving early in the morning. So lo and behold, next morning we heading that way. They have no idea. And I vlogged all this too. So by the time we get there probably about 20 minutes before the other family gets there. So we go do a little something. So then I was like, all right, y'all. I said, so now we're at Legoland. They see, I'm like, hey, this is a surprise. I was like, y'all excited? They were like, yeah, they all are happy about it. So I said, I got one more surprise for y'all. I was like, but, you know, I'll let y'all know or y'all will see soon. So by the time, you know, they text me, it's like, we here, we in this store. I'm like, all right. I was like, come on, y'all. So then they see each other. Like, hey, they all three of them run up, hug each other and stuff. Uh-huh. They sitting there smiling. So I'm like, y'all excited? They're like, yeah. So we walk around in the store. So then we leaving. All right. Bye. See you later. Yeah, glad I got to see you. I was like, all three of them. We were like, no, y'all, this is the
they thought that the event. Seeing each other at the store was the end of
No, they didn't even know if there was a surprise. They just thought they randomly ran into each other. Like, no, y'all, this is what we doing today. It's But it was nice. Like Angel said she wanted to do something for him. Marcus, as y'all know, he went to Europe. So we wanted to do something with the twins. And Angel was traveling for
the tour.
So it wasn't like we was together as a unit. So it was good to be able to do that with them. As much as I don't like, at this age, I do not like theme parks by any means.
How bad or how good was Legoland?
Not bad at all.
Yeah, I think Legoland, because it is such a specific age group.
Yes, age group, and probably last weekend and the weekend before that, it was probably crazy. I mean, it was still crowded. Some of those lines, there was one, the last ride we tried to get on, that we were in line probably for over an hour, and we finally talked them into getting out of that line, because it was like, y'all still got to go shopping. We ain't going to no gift shop. They closed in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But we ended up doing some fast passes, so that we're able to get right on the ride. But it wasn't, some of those lines, yeah, probably definitely were, they were definitely, because it was on the screen, like an hour, hour 15, some was 15 minutes, some was 30. But it wasn't crowded like I thought it was about to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they had fun. It was they took turns napping and talking on the way down there. But on the way back, them boys was knocked out.
Well, I bet. Wore them right on out.
Absolutely. And they wrestled and ran and played. And we told them, we got one rule. As long as y'all running, as long as y'all don't hit no corner, as long as y'all can see us, y'all good.
Yeah.
Because we ain't going to try to keep up with y'all. We gave them the maps, and they figured out where they wanted to go. It was like, all right, y'all lead the way. But it was a good time.
I did not go with them because this weekend was the crossing over or initiation of new members into the chapter that I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta. And I had some friends that were crossing, and I'm also a part of the chapter. So that ended up being an all-day thing. So little Marcus and Amar, they were with each other all day long. And they did very well. They didn't bother me. I ordered them some food. All I got was a text was, is this food ours? And I was like, yep. And that was the only communication we basically had for most of the day.
Yeah, by the time I got home, I thought you had taken them somewhere.
No. I literally got there probably a couple of minutes, probably like 2 minutes after you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because I was there. But
because I was there,
I was. But I get home and I'm thinking, okay, houses, there ain't nobody home. Angel done took them somewhere. So we walk in, twins is waking up, and I walk in, open the door. Lottie meets us at the front door, and I walk around the corner. Amar, you could tell he had just gotten up off the couch because all the lights are off. Only light in the house is the TV. He just gotten up off the couch. Marcus is still on the couch, and you could just tell, like, oh, y'all just been in here just relaxing.
Yeah, they had the best day ever. They
Marcus' hair was all over his head. Marcus, he waking up, stretching. I said, oh, y'all just been in here just kicking.
They had a great time. And also a huge shout out to our Patreon member, my soror, Dr. Alicia Cheek. She was also crossed this weekend on the same day as my Neos into Delta. Amazing weekend. Long, long weekend. But, I'm glad the boys had a good time.
Yeah, they had fun.
Marcus is running the show, but I'm going to kick off this next segment. And we're going to do TikTok O'Clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok O'Clock.
What's a piece of trauma that you have that's funny? It has to actually be funny. Mm-hmm.
So it might take you a second to think of what yours is.
All right.
But the prompt was in this video, name something that you experienced that was traumatic. However, it's still hilarious to you now, even though...
It was traumatic. feel like it's been a lot.
I will tell my. I actually have so many. I feel like this is like the best prompt probably for black folk because we be in the trauma all the time and don't even know it's trauma. I was in high school and me and my mother ended up in a, I could tell a couple. I'm trying to figure out which one. I'll tell this one and I might tell the other one real quick too. My mother and I ended up in a car accident. Okay. Mm-hmm. To the point that we had to go to the hospital. And I want to say they ended up putting a brace on my mother's neck, even though she wasn't severely injured, but just to stabilize her neck. And I don't remember if she had on a wig or not, but I do know when she dropped me off at the school, her hair was all over her head. And she was just so frustrated at the day. I remember laughing so hard to myself. It was so funny to me that I couldn't even be embarrassed by the fact that she looked like a wild animal. I'm trying to think. I think maybe she had bobby pins in her hair, like her hair was still curled. And when you go to the hospital, if they do any x-rays, they got to take that metal out.
Yeah.
So her hair was all over her head. The other story I was going
to
tell.
So this is on the way to school.
When we got an accident on the way to school. Went to the emergency room. Like, I think the ambulance came. We went to the emergency room. It wasn't a long visit. Like, I remember that because I still end up going to school. I don't know how much of the school day I missed. Mm-hmm. But I just remember how flustered my mother was that it had happened in the day. But the other story, again, revolving around my mom. Now, this, had I known better, this, I was even younger. I was in elementary school. And had I known better, I probably would have been more frightened. My mother has always been someone to work out. Like, it's only in her older years that she doesn't work out as much as she used to. My mother had always. So she, you remember back in the 80s and some of the early 90s, there were those aluminum looking suits. They were all silver that you work out in.
To make you sweat.
Yeah. My mother went running in one of those.
I feel like it happened when we was together.
No, I was definitely in elementary school still.
Did it happen again?
No. She went running in one of those suits. She comes home. She's having a hard time breathing. Right. She can't breathe. We have to call the ambulance. They take her to the emergency room and they don't have her hooked up to the boop, 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 boop machine. So we just see a flat line when we walk in. And for a second there, it was just like, wait.
Was she asleep?
No, I don't.
Was
I think
she up
we
reading the book, flipping pages. Y'all over at panicking.
Yeah, I think. I don't know if we saw that first, or if it was just like, how does this even work? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but we knew that was supposed to be like a boop, 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 boop. But there was no boop, 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 boop. It was just kind of like, wait a second, what is happening right now? Is my mom okay? Does she not have a beating heart? What is going on? Oh my God. It was just more so, it was like for an instant, like for a split second, it was like panic, but then also like, but you are here.
Yeah.
What is happening right now? Just, my mother has had way too many trips to the.
Why is this evolving around your mama? It's supposed to be you. It's like, first of all, mama said.
Well, because it was traumatic for me. The experience, the car accident was definitely traumatic. It was just like, all of my stories, the dealing with trauma, you can put my mother right up in there. I probably have other stories, but I recall the ones where I'm with my mom. Mm-hmm. And because she walked out of all of them, I'm able to laugh at it. I'm pretty sure it would not be laughing if she not walked out of it. But yeah. Yeah, there are other ones, but I feel like they all revolve around my mama.
Not surprised. As I was sitting here trying to think, I'm like, I can't recall anything traumatic. I can recall instances where it should have been traumatic, but we were too young and stupid to realize.
That's what I'm saying. It's still like, traumatic. You just don't realize it.
Like me, my friends and cousins as young kids and even teenagers, we got chased off multiple people's properties, usually farms.
This is definitely traumatic. And the fact that you still laugh at it is bothersome.
There was a farm we used to go to, and we never, like, damaged anything. What we would do is we would borrow their stuff. So they... It was by a creek.
They would steal.
But we would bring it back.
It's still stealing.
So we would take this boat. I think I told this on here before. They had this boat, like a bass boat or something. So we would take the boat, and we would go just floating around on the creek. Just, mm-hmm. I don't know, we'd be gone for hours. Then we would come back, sneak back on the property, put everything back, mm-hmm. going about our business. So at this time, I don't know, it's probably been a couple of months since we had this little extravaganza. So. Uh-huh. We were on our way there, and we get to the farm, and we hear somebody say, "Hey," hear somebody yell. We like, oh, so we take off running. Now, we are covered by the closer you get to the water, the thicker the woods get. Like, it's like a lot of trees, bushes. You can't really see inside there unless you're, like, walking through it. So we're running along the water, like, beside the water. We just running. My friend, he has a chow chow. I have a German Shepherd. They're with us because this is how all this stuff would start. Is we would be walking the dogs, you know, in the country, you don't keep your dog on a leash. You just let them go. And, you know, they just run off and they familiar with the area. So we call the dogs and we just take off running. Mm-hmm. So to the point we so far away, we running for the longest time. So we out of breath. We like stop and take a break. We like making some small noises so the dogs can hear us. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, we need to find out where these dudes are. So I climb up in a tree to see, like, to get a higher elevation to see. I see three white men with shotguns and bloodhounds.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, they got guns. They got dogs. He was like, why said they coming? So they, like, I can see them, like, pointing, like, directing the dogs to go. So we get down. I'm like, I ain't worried about the dogs. Like, our dogs can handle their business. But I'm worried about these guns. So we take our running again. We running and running. By the time we get closer to where we know we safe, we start going up this hill. Still, you can't see because, like I said, the vegetation is so thick. So then we hear the gunshots. And we can hear, like, the buckshots, like, from the, like, ricocheting off the top of the trees. Like, they shooting, like, with birdshot. It ain't going to cause no damage. Back then, we didn't know that. But it wasn't going to cause no damage at that distance. But we running. And now, the fact that they're yelling and shooting, we're laughing.
Dummies. Dummies.
No, it was definitely stupid, but looking back, I was like, I had no idea that was traumatic. We thought it was funny at the time. Now, at the time, we were scared. I'll take it back. I do remember being scared at the time for like 10 minutes.
Ain't no way.
By the time we get back, we out of breath. The dogs run up. We like, well, our dogs. We like, man, and we start laughing.
Now, I want y'all to know, when Marcus told me this story, and I think this is after either, I think we're either engaged or married when he told me this story, and the fact that he was laughing about it made me so nervous. I was like, this man is gonna die on me, because if he can't see
it, it didn't sound
like the way you the way you were laughing, I was like, he didn't learn the lesson.
And I think it's funny that we thought it was funny,
and also it made me think, oh my God, if we birth children, if they have that personality,
sons, now we got four.
That's why I gotta put so much fear in them. I'll be like, you know, you could hurt yourself.
Yeah, don't eat that popsicle too fast. You could die.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel like I have to approach them. Quick question, babe. How much do you feel like you know about e-commerce, being that you're an e-commerce business owner?
Oh, so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I know very little.
I lied too.
The Tank Sleeps, who both own e-commerce businesses, we are going to tell you the truth. We know very little. We are out here just on a wing and a prayer. And the only reason why we've been able to survive is because of Shopify. Don't you love Shopify?
I love Shopify so much.
Marcus runs his business on there. And how long have you been in business because of Shopify?
I've been in business, 4 years?
I think even longer than that. Five? Because it was prior to the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many outside people have we brought in to be able to run that business?
So many.
No,
it's so easy to use.
No, how many? I'm saying to run the business. How many?
To run, nobody, just me.
Exactly. Somebody who doesn't know much about e-commerce.
I was just talking about the clientele I get from it.
Oh, no, you definitely get a nice amount of clientele. And why is that? Why do you think you're able to run your business?
Because it's so simple to use.
To use what?
Shopify.
There we go, babe. Shopify is a global e-commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch of your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. And all the did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you are selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with its internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Tell me of a key moment where you feel like this, you knew that your beard and body butter was going to do well because of Shopify.
When I first started and got Shopify, the fact that I was able to just advertise on my own, and then to see it actually work. People knew how to get to the website. It was easy for people to order. I could respond to people. I could send notification automatically. I could send notification if there was an issue that I was having. Mm-hmm. I could be very transparent. That's where I was like, oh, this is going to be very successful.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, we love Shopify and we think you will too. Okay, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify can grow with you. It's so great. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Lowercase. Go to shopify.com/argue now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
All right.
Moving on. Seamless. Angel was trying to give me the stone, y'all, because she knew I was trying to.
No, you recall, I'm trying to make sure I do have space to not wear my voice down during the pod. You know, I, as you know, do a lot of talking.
Anyway, moving on. Main topic.
Okay. I was going to say, let's see if he can find it.
Absolutely. So I actually had to take an Uber this morning to get back to the house, dropping my truck off. And I heard on the radio, I don't know the full story, but basically there was a question posed because of apparently the Simmons, of course, they're back in the news. Russell Simmons and Kimora Lee Simmons, their daughter was seen on vacation with her boyfriend that is 44 years older than her. Mm-hmm. 44, 42 years, 40 something, it don't matter. And the question, I don't know where this question was posed, but the question was posed, should you be able should parents be able to hold or to say or approve who dates, who their children date? Yeah, approve. Who their children date after the age, what?
You keep saying prove.
Oh, I said approve.
Is the us getting swallowed, sorry.
Oh, approve. after the age of 18.
Uh-huh.
That was a question. Should parents be able to approve who their children date after the age of 18?
Oh, get it out. Excuse me. You go ahead and start, baby.
I say, let me just say that part first. I say as long as if you are in any way, form, or fashion dependent on me, I have a say-so.
What do you mean say-so?
If you are, what do I mean by say-so? If I disapprove of somebody that you're dating, if you are dependent on me in any way, form, or fashion, then I have a say-so.
But
I have a say-so. If I disapprove of that person, you are not dating them.
Really?
Absolutely. If I'm paying for anything, or you can, you will lose that payment. If I feel that strongly of this person is not healthy for you, you don't need to be with them. Oh, I'm going to be with them anyway. Well, give me that car that I'm paying for, that room that you're living in for free. Get out of it. Mm-hmm. Like if I feel that strongly.
Do you feel that way? Do you think you would feel the same if it were, or more so if we had daughters?
I'm looking at it blanketed across.
Mm-hmm. So you would kick your daughter out. If she was dating a dude,
if she wouldn't leave him, yeah, you go be with that ratchet dude. Go over there. Be with him. Mm. If you don't see how difficult this man's gonna make your life, if you don't see how ridiculous of a person or a relationship this is, if you can't see that, then I'm gonna make you see it by forcing you into the thing even more. It's just like, and it, like I said, after the age of I don't care if you 36, if you living in my house, you like I said, if you are a child and you are of mine and you are dependent on me in any way, if I disapprove that hard on something that much,
and you will be okay with the him. Well, we only have hims. You will be okay with the boys moving out and then moving in with the person that they're with.
Absolutely. Mm. After 18, I done did all I could do for the most part. I feel like at that age, it's now on the child to try to learn from the parent. Before that, it's me trying to, point them in the right direction, or, show them what's best for them and kind of lead and guide them. After that, it's their responsibility to seek out advice and seek out knowledge. Mm-hmm. I feel like after a certain age, you can't keep pointing and say, okay, do this, do that. No, they have to want it at some point. Yeah. And I feel like at 18, 19, 20, they need to start wanting it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like as long as you're in my, as long as I birthed you, not that I have a say, but I'm more than likely going to express my opinion, especially if you ask me. If you say, Mom, what do you think about such and such? I'm going to tell you exactly what I think about such and such. When you are 18, so I'm going to say from 18 to 20, 21 for my boys, I think I would highly discourage any type of relationship that I felt like was not for their well-being. I will never feel like I have a say-so over their relationships once they are an adult, but the type of support as far as in like, how should I say? I'm not going to make it easy. Like if I really dislike some girl or even a guy that my sons are dating, they not going to be invited over to my house. I'm not going to want them at my special occasions. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to make it easy for you. I'm not going to be amicable just to make your life easy. Yeah. If I really have a reason to have an offense to them.
Right. And that's what I say. If that offense is strong enough for me to have to be like, look, you don't need to be with this person. If that's my thought, this is not a good decision. You don't need to be. If it's somebody I'm just like, I don't too much care for that girl.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
If you want to date or whatever. But if it's strong enough, and I'm looking, like I said, girls or boys, especially if it's a girl, this dude, no, he ain't good for you. You need to end this right now. If I feel that strongly about it, then yes. Mm-hmm. Things,
Yeah.
But if it's somebody I dislike, who cares? But hopefully, like I said, in the Simmons world, I don't know how they move, but I would hope that my child, same as I did with my parents, I always cared about their opinion. Mm-hmm. I respected their opinion and cared about it. If my parents came to me, let's say if Angel was an angel, if she was like a completely different person, it's just like if they told me if I couldn't see it myself, which would be pretty wild, mm-hmm. I would definitely care what they thought,
yeah,
and seek their approval on certain things.
Well, Robin brings up a good point, which makes this a little difficult. So Robin, meaning Robin from our Patreon, Robin C, Kamora Lee Simmons was very, very young. Mm-hmm. When she met Russell.
Talk about that too.
I don't know. We would have to look up the age gap between. Can you look that up? The age gap between Kamora and Russell. So I think a lot of times the behavior that our children have when picking their significant other is very much so a reflection of how their parents chose. Mm-hmm. Even though I am not like close with my biological father, when I think about some of his attributes, they are a reflection of the man that I end up choosing.
Okay. Theirs ain't that much. It's only 18. But if he started dating, depending on
18
age,
is a lot.
18 years?
18 years. Think about it.
I'm saying if they're older, 18 is not a lot.
She was young.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I said depending on the age.
Yeah, if she was 40 and he was 58, yeah,
that's
but
what
no.
I'm saying. Yeah, but yeah, if she was 17, she was 17.
Yeah, she was.
So that's a problem.
And whereas in their current daughter is an adult. She's an adult.
Yeah.
She's not 18. I think she's in her 20s.
Okay.
I mean, granted, it's still.
That's what I was going to say. The sins of the father should fall on the children.
a part of me would be looking at, like, what I even think about the people that Little Marcus and Cy have shown that they are attracted to. Both of them have picked girls that are a little bit more on the bossy side. And very much so, these girls are going to grow up to be extremely independent women.
Yeah.
I know that is a reflection of me. And while I would want my kids, my sons, to be more like leader-like and not follow no girl around, their personalities aren't that. But because I think they get comfort from that type of personality as far as in a girl, I can't fully knock them for that. Because it's just like, well, you are seeing the reflection of a very bossy, independent woman on a daily basis. So I can understand how that would be the thing that you are drawn to because it's more comforting for you. What type of person... Outside of, like, abusive, what type of, like, I guess, maybe, obviously, age is not something that is movable. If a person is way older than our child, it's not like they're going to come closer to their age.
Right.
But, like, if they were young, 18, 19, 20, 21, or 22, the age of Aoki, what would be some of the things that would make you go, nah?
What they did, what they're doing with their life. You know what I'm saying? If they are, if it's obvious that they are basically commonly putting themselves in danger or in dangerous situations, meaning, you know, if you hanging around drug dealers or something, you know what I'm saying? Like my son is going to be around that, or my daughter is going to be around that. You know, what are you doing with yourself? You know, what are you, if you at that age, what is your 5-10 year plan? Do you have any plans whatsoever?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's going to be, especially for sons, I'm like, the one thing daddy preached to me, don't get trapped. You know what I'm saying? You mess around. If you messing with one of these girls, is she a good mother? Would she be a good mother? You know, yes, this things like it is mainly just in personal life. Like, what are you doing with yourself?
Listen, don't trap yourself. Don't get trapped. Don't trap yourself.
Yeah.
I think for me, it is definitely about you. Y'all already know how I see my husband. I call him like my purpose mate. I feel like we are growing together. Now that's a serious relationship. If I can tell my boys are just out here and really trying to take things like really seriously, they just dipping and dabbing and whatever. My only time that I feel like I would be like, nah, is if I saw them operating in a situation where the other person was taking it way more serious than them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, come up out of there.
Yeah.
Come up. So it's not so much as I'm saying that it's the flaw of the other person.
Yeah.
It's just more so I don't want them to ever be in a situation where they're not fully knowledgeable about what's happening. Like if they were dating, like their dad has a preference towards women who are older than him.
I did.
He did, still does. I'm still older than him, but their dad dated older women, not 44 years older.
Nah.
But I think if when you were in your single years, if you met a woman that was bad as hell, you would have dipped in that if she was willing if there was like a 25 years age gap? If you could, like, you might not have, you might not have
younger age.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
This is what we're talking about.
But that ain't going to be no hanging out on the beach type thing.
Well, if she take you to the beach, I bet you ass would. If she took you on her yacht, you'd be like.
My parents didn't know about any of my older. They didn't know, but that wasn't something I was like taking serious either.
Well, I don't think
I wasn't getting taken serious.
I don't know if she was either. I think she was photographed.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
And then after that, it was kind of like the cat's out the bag. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm not going to have as hard of a judgment if I know you know what it is.
Yeah.
If I see one of my sons, like, taking one of these things to heart, where I'm just like, now, you not about to be with that scallywag. No.
Yeah. When I say dating, I'm talking about, oh, y'all in a relationship. Y'all, like, moving forward. If it's somebody like I was, if it's somebody you bringing around and I know about them, it's just like.
Yeah, I don't think she was bringing him around. Yeah. So her situation in particular.
I mean, we don't know.
No, because the mama was, Kimora responded. She, like, it was a panda grabbing its baby and yanking the baby away. Yeah. I honestly. It would definitely, if it's a serious relationship, right? And my child is that young. My child is 21 years old and it's serious. And they're like, no, like, this is for real, my girlfriend. That is when I'm going to be like, all right, how y'all pairing up? Do they take it as seriously as you? Are they actually going to be a part of moving your purpose forward?
Yeah.
Now, if this is just somebody that
that's conversation I'm having that with both of them. Like, this ain't going to be no, let me pull you to the side. No. Here, bring your ass in here. Have a seat.
Yeah,
we're going to all have a conversation.
To be able to find out. Now, if that's not what it is, I'm not going to have as much of a, I'm not going to have as much of a feeling about, like, personal feeling, as long as I know my sons know what it is. And everybody is coherent about it. Everybody is transparent. The person they with, know what it is. We all on the same page. But if it's something more serious, yeah, I'm going to be like, why are you with a 50-year-old? I'm going to be like, what are you saying my child has to offer you?
Yeah.
Because they still live here. Yeah. So what are we doing? So, yeah, I would definitely have.
Yeah, that's why I said, yeah, I'm going to definitely have a say-so, like I said, specifically if they still depending on me. But like I said, a dislike for somebody versus, all right, this ain't going in the right direction at all. Yeah. Or if the direction is questionable and it's serious, it's like, all right, now we're going to have a talk. Like, if you can't listen to me, then we severing those ties, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if I'm going above and beyond as a parent, like if I'm paying for where you live, I'm going to be like, yeah, let that 50-year-old person help you with this. Because you making big person moves now. You making older person moves.
Yeah, but like I said, because they was, like I said, 18 years. 18-year gap, it depends on the age.
Yeah, once you hit, like, 35, that don't really matter.
Yeah, 35, you dating somebody 18 years old, that ain't nothing.
Okay, real quick, you know, the spring is here and I'll be feeling frisky yet elegant in the spring. And that's why I love Jenny Kane. While they are great every season, this is where I'm like, oof, I want Jenny, because there is something breathable. There's something stylish. There's something effortless. And those are all the things that I want in the spring time. I especially love some of their like lightweight sweaters, like their cotton Foster sweater. It is just, it's just so beautiful and breathable. Well, listen up. You are in for a treat because today's support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. I finally found a uniform that I'm completely obsessed with. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through. This is what I mean by airy. This is what I mean by light, minimalist, right? Because they make getting dressed easier than ever before. It's super duper refined, from luxury cashmere sweaters to iconic accessories to elevated versions of your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to JennyKane.com and use code ARGUE15 to get 15% off. As I was saying, they have all the must-have items, especially this season. Their cotton collection is so breathable. They have the cotton Foster sweater, which is new in the Cameron crew neck. They're perfect everyday pieces. They're super-duper comfortable. They can be actually worn all year long. What's great about the Jenny Kane sweaters, they are very luxe in their lightweight sweaters. So you're able to like relax. I love loungewear. I love loungewear that also has an elevatedness to it, so that if I decide to go out to eat at a restaurant, it doesn't look like I came out in pajamas. They have a cashmere half zip. It's one of their best sellers this season. They also have an oversized half zip that is, again, ultra luxe, and it's bunse ribbed. So it gives you a nice breezy early spring type of feel. Their collection is designed intentionally. You can style pieces together without having to think too hard about it. They've got classic denim to simple dresses that you can put their sweaters with. And y'all know it's sundress season, so we about to have these, like, girls, the shape is about to be showing, okay? And they have two really pretty silhouettes that you can wear. They just have some really timeless pieces, as well as sandals. The Eve sandal is everything you're going to want for a basic in a perfect classic spring shoe. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so that you can wear this wardrobe for forever. It will never go out of style. They also have some great stunning home collection essentials, furniture pieces, cozy pillows, and throws. I love the throw that we have at home, and perfectly curated decor, and the most incredible candles. Plus, they have incredible rewards program where you can earn up to 10% back with every purchase, and joining is completely free. Find your new uniform at JennyKane.com. For our listeners, get 15% off your first order when you use code ARGUE15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JennyKane.com. Promo code ARGUE15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Did you ever date someone that you absolutely knew? And I'm saying date not in the term that you use it, but in what you were actually doing. Mm-hmm. That your parents would have been like, you have lost your damn mind.
Yeah.
Was that most of them, or like gave a percentage?
No, that was like very few. Very few.
Yeah, I feel like every person that my kids date, I have to approve. I want them to be able to make some mistakes that won't ruin their life.
And I wasn't just out here running around like, you know, willy nilly. It's just like, I would like to get to know people, not just, you know, but yeah, there was a few. It's like,
Now the difference between you and I was just recently saying this to someone, especially when I got to you, I didn't truly care what anybody thought in my family about me dating you.
With me, if it was somebody I was taking serious, I know I had good taste. It wasn't like it wasn't like I'm gonna just be. And I knew men and women alike just were blind to certain people and certain actions, but that wasn't me.
I was saying this because I have friends that are, you know, still single, you know, looking to be married, newly married folk, and people who have been married, and I personally have never felt it was my friends are my peers. I've never felt it my business to give my opinion on the person that they choose to be with.
Yeah.
And now granted, my children are a little bit different. I am more invested into their lives or what have you. But if I think back to me, now, it might have been ingrained in me and I just didn't know, and it's the subconscious. I really never looked for my mother's or my sister's approval for whoever I dated. I was very much so like, if they aligned with what I wanted, then that was going to have to be good enough. So I think for me, instead of now thinking back on what I was saying, I think for me, instead of it being me pushing my personal opinion about somebody or my kids, is redirecting them to what do you actually want in life?
Yeah.
And how is this in line with that? If you are 20 years old and this chick you dating is 60, tell me what you're saying. Do you want to build a long-lasting relationship? Because there's a good chance this person is only going to be here for an umpteen amount of years, yeah, even if life goes well for the both of you.
Mm-hmm. We had a situation recently. We talked about it on Let Us Tell It.
Mm-hmm.
One of how's that going, Kennedy? I could imagine. Dude basically getting taken advantage of. This is a perfect. So let me know if I got anything wrong. I'm not sure his age, but she's significantly older than him.
Mm-hmm.
He's 26. She has children. Huh?
She's 37 years old.
Oh, he's 26. She's 37. She has children.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't work. She goes to school. He works and is paying for it.
For her schooling?
For her schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And helping her kids and everything else. And it's just like, you're still a child. Huh? Oh, he still lives at home.
Oh, there are guys like it.
Wouldn't be my son. That's what it was. He still lives at home. And paying for her, mm-hmm, to live. She couldn't work. She just doesn't because, yeah, he's paying for it.
There are guys like that I don't know if it's just how they love or how they view themselves in relationships that will get fully wrapped up into this provisionary role, yeah, even when it's responsibilities that aren't theirs.
And that's to me, there's like a lack of guidance. And a little bit of lack of sense.
Well, if he's living at home, he has a lot of disposable income, unless he's paying for his parents' bills. So he's just taking that income.
If I'm living at home, that means they're actually living with me, and I'm taking like, how you gonna get your own stuff first?
I get what you're saying, and I would just then, instead of being like, stop dating her, I would be like, okay, what is your goals in life? What do you want? Ain't nothing wrong at if you want to date someone that's 10 years older than you, then this since 11. Okay, there's more than likely going to be a good chance that person going to have kids.
Yeah.
That's the age range that you're in. And that's fine if you feel like you're really up to being a potential step parent. Okay, but is it that you are hoping to eventually provide shelter to this family? Because if that's the case, you actually need to save up your money.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. And do you want a stay at home mom? If that's what you want in a spouse, right? A stay at home mom.
He's a stay at home child.
Yeah, you have to actually make the home that they stay at.
Right.
You can't be at my house.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I think you need to get this part of your life aligned if this is what you want later on. Whereas if you're gonna be at my house wasting your money, I'd rather you be at your house wasting your money so, absolutely, that I don't have any say over how you're spending your money.
Yeah.
I think it would be more about that, because I don't think it ever goes over well when a parent voices a lot of negative thoughts about the person's significant other. I don't think in many cases the parent wins that way. Well, I don't want to say it's not a battle of win or lose.
Yeah. Well, no, just opening their eyes to, hey, do you not see the issue here? This is the situation. Like, if you, like I said, back to the dangerous environment thing, you are putting yourself in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you think this is okay? Why does the person that you're with think this is okay? This needs to change.
Listen, we both know people whose parents have expressed their dislike for their spouse, thinking of someone specifically, in that person, marry them. Even on the wedding day, there was in this that
person. These are not children by any means.
I know, but
these people is grown, grown.
But grown, grown, dependent financially still on parents. And still, yeah, and still, that happened. Got married. So I'm saying I know that.
But this is like almost that situation is kind of like Russell Simmons if he was getting mad at his daughter. Like, you ain't had the cleanest past, so how you going to tell me? You still be doing, like, they're probably dating people.
I don't think we're talking about the same person.
I think we are.
Do like this and mouth it.
You say it.
No.
Who? Oh. Trash.
I'm like, trash. What is you talking about? But do you, that's the.
And that person probably regrets it right now.
I don't think so.
Oh. I think so.
But still.
But here's what I say about that. That was never.
I feel like it was expressed adamantly, very blanketly, very matter-of-factly.
All right.
You don't feel like that's what...
No. That's probably what you were told. That wasn't the conversation had.
Even from... I know probably from one parent, but I feel like from the other parent.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then I stand corrected because it seemed like everybody was very vocal. At least when I was around, and I was just like, well, okay.
No, and that idiot, yeah.
Well, tell us that what y'all... That
person definitely knows they could be a lot happier had they listened.
Well, and I think that's sometimes that's what ends up having to happen, is that people have to learn. Some people have to learn by going through it. Yeah. And as much as you try to convince them, like, hey, this is not a good decision, they have to experience the fire and have the... their own epiphany. Yeah. Listen, they said we rude, we nosy. They nosy. I know it. We're going to actually do an audience question because it's a question that my Patreon has, or our Patreon, and probably some of you all who aren't a part of our Patreon but that watch. And that was apparently this past week or weekend, I was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And they were like, why didn't you tell us? What? That was the audience question from Ebony C in the Patreon. And if you want to be able to ask the audience question again, all you got to do is join our Patreon. We allow them to ask us questions in the chat and we try to respond. And they have been going on and on about the eclipse. Many people have experienced the full eclipse.
Oh, yeah. They'll be in this chat. They're like, I just seen the full eclipse.
Yeah. So I did Curb Your Enthusiasm. I filmed it last year on the twins' birthday. This is my second year not being able to really be with them on their birthday, but I was filming it. It is the, I think it was the series, I don't think it was the series finale, but this is their final season. I auditioned for this role. Let me be kind of frank. I'm not a fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I've tried to watch it. I didn't understand what the hype was. I was shocked when
people was like, hey, I see. I'm like, y'all watch it?
I didn't know. I got friends that love it. Kev and Tony both love Curb Your Enthusiasm. And maybe I just haven't gotten to the funny episodes. But I don't like the obnoxious. I don't like that obnoxious character of like never know when enough is enough. And just continue. This is why I didn't like Seinfeld, because it's kind of the same.
Compared to Seinfeld, I was like, I don't. I gave it a try. I can't.
It's this. It's a trope that I usually only see put on Jewish people. So I don't know if it's like a cultural thing, but of this like whiny, never like nothing's ever enough. I'm just gonna keep pushing the topic and da da da. I like. It just irritates the hell out of me, and I'm like, all right, cool. So my people send me the notification of the audition. I really am not. It's such a tiny role, right? And I'm just really like, why, really? So I end up booking it. I'm there in my trailer waiting. I have two scenes I'm supposed to shoot. I have one scene I'm supposed to shoot. And it's supposed to be this big back and forth between me and one of the main characters over the phone. At some point in time during the day, they realize, no, this other character should be doing the back and forth. So I never even got to rehearse what they had down for me. They were like, this other character should be doing the back and forth. So they were like, Angel, we're so sorry. We really think this character, it makes more sense that this back and forth is happening with this character. The character is played by the aunt from the Jamie Foxx show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. Mind you, this is basically, and this is basically the only thing I'm supposed to really do today other than one other line. So I was just like, no, I'm there for hours upon hours, right? And they have her do the whole scene. I literally just stand there and supposed to look in the background at her doing it and then just shake my head. And then walk off. And then they were like, but don't worry. We'll put you in this other scene afterwards. And I'm like, I actually want to go home.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, I don't want no other damn line. I don't. Yeah. If y'all going to take the scene.
Take me out completely. I still get paid.
So they were just like, oh. So I had to stay to do this one other line. And they were like, again, we're so sorry. When I tell you I call my people hot as fish grease, I said, listen. I know you all love this show because they did.
Angel's people were so excited.
They were like, oh, my God, you got this is an iconic show when it comes to comedy. And then I'm letting them be all excited. I was like, OK, great. You know. All right. So I called them. I said, listen here. I know you all thought this would be amazing because I get to work with Larry David, who is well respected in this community. Y'all know I would not do no role this small, this late in my career.
Right.
This was not a pat on my back.
Right.
So next time, if we could have a better discussion about my actual, desires around this, and they were like, we are so sorry. I said, because I could have been at home with my kids on their birthday rather than playing basically an extra. I ain't never been an extra in my entire career. I skipped past that. They were just like, we'll just tell them that you did a favor for Larry. We won't even put that this is like a real thing. Because I was just like, this is too late in my career to be taking roles this small. Yeah. It doesn't help me in any way. It's not as if this role is going to come back.
Right.
The show is over, you know. So it was they were apologetic, but I was hot as fish grease.
She was pissed. We was all mad. I remember that. We was like
I was just like, and they were, I mean, the executive producer, he came over, he was like, Angel, I am so sorry. And I was like, okay. All right. Cause I had every right to be pissed off. I had every right
you text me, you was like,
I was texting, and then I was also masking that I didn't feel good because I was having all types of coughing fits. So we're on the latter end of COVID to where I think we were no longer COVID testing.
Yeah.
But you had to be 100% healthy. So I'm over here taking all these drugs Victory is bringing me, because we were shooting around the corner from her house. Victory's bringing me drugs and whatnot so I can do a cough suppressant. And so it was just like, yo, I really could have been at home. I didn't have to. So, I mean, they were, again, I will say this. The producers were apologetic. You know, nobody treated me poorly. Yeah. But it's also just like, nah, come on.
Right.
Somebody else would have been one more appreciative.
Absolutely.
And this would have been an amazing opportunity for them.
You could have pulled one of them extras. Hey, do this role. You want your SAG? Y'all got, they got it. And I gave somebody a SAG card that day.
Right. I was like, because this is not a project that I'm excited about, and because I don't need this little bit of money that I'm getting paid for this little role, And this also does not look like a flex on my resume.
Right.
This could have been a this.
Yeah, that one you just leave out. Kirby, no, we're not putting that on
we
there.
That could have went to somebody who actually needed all of that. Yeah. It'd been different if it was a movie. Give me that little itty bitty one line, yeah, and I'll move on. So, anyways, I was just like, so that's why I didn't mention it. That experience really pissed me off. Yeah. It pissed me off to no end.
Did it just
end.
Air? No, yes. It aired already once, right?
No, it just aired. Mm. Yeah. It just aired. It just aired. So I was just
so
like.
That's why she ain't tell nobody y'all.
I was like, it was so fun. I told Kev and Tony when I booked it, I was like, hey guys, because I knew how much they loved
like,
the show.
Yeah, curb you.
They were like, oh yeah, my God, congratulations. Yeah. I was like, you know, I don't think the show's funny, but hey, we'll see what happens.
What? You don't think it's funny? I'm trying to do Kev. I can't do it.
No, that's dead. Yeah, that was.
he just loud. I don't know.
Yeah, like, how do I just be loud? So yeah. Well, thank you guys for whoever watched it. You can. If that's your show, go ahead and watch it.
Yeah, I tried. I was like, what? Again, it's the Seinfeld thing. It's just like the biggest bragging point is the show about nothing.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah. And I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not my jam.
I couldn't even get it on both of those shows. I couldn't even get into, you know how you can watch something and eventually like you can find somebody's personality funny. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, this ain't got to be 100% funny, but this person I find hilarious or this character I can think is entertaining and funny. I couldn't do that with nobody on either one of those shows.
Listen, apparently there is a good amount of people that find it funny because the show has went away, gone back multiple times. So,
it's the Drake effect for me.
Anyways, I was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. So if you watch the show, enjoy seeing me for 2 seconds and hopefully you enjoy the rest of the episode regardless. We're going to bring back comment of the week before we end. And this is from last week's episode, the Tanksley Pride Takeover. Funky Thumbs says, Marcus is a true dad. We're only going to ask one time for you to do something before we tell you to move and let someone else come. And we tell you reality. Forget your internet aunties. They're strangers.
Oh, when they were saying, oh, you talking about when somebody came up first and they didn't say nothing?
Yes. And then
said,
when
somebody else come up here.
And then when they were like, what you call it? They were like, how do you feel about having internet aunties? And they were like, and you were like, listen, they still strangers. They still strangers.
Somebody walking up to you, you don't know, I'm your auntie now.
Mm-mm, you know all your aunts. You done met them before. All right, go ahead and close this out, baby.
All right, well, y'all below, let us know how involved you are in your children's dating past certain ages, if you agree or disagree with us. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. I've been your host, Marcus Tanksley. You can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, and currently TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit, and you can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And yeah, that's it. Thanks.
You can find me at That Chick Angel or That Chick Angel TV across most platforms other than X, used to be known as Twitter. There I'm Angel the Actress. There I also never respond. So you can type me over there and maybe I might heart it once I go over there during my once a month visit over there. You can check out my products on shopmamalikes.com. There's actually about to be a new piece of apparel that's about to drop. And we're going to tell our Patreon about it first. So Patreon, y'all stick around after this episode so I can tell y'all about it. And then the rest of y'all, once it's up. And y'all will know. I think that's it. I don't think I have new music. About to work on that this week. So hopefully y'all be having new music in the next, like, less than a month, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So until next week, y'all check out Jenny Kane and Shopify. Use our promo codes.
Yeah.
And we'll see you then. God bless you.
Y'all have a good one, fam. Hey.
Pay Trizzle. We have for Here's the Thing. We're dropping new merchandise for the Here's the Thing podcast. And as you all know,
shirt is too small.
Here's the thing. We have a saying for anybody that is a fan of the show, or people who might not even be fans, but they're famous and we like to pretend that they are, we call them Friends of the Pod. So the Friends of the Pod shirt should be dropping this week, but they'll be dropping on Shop Mama Likes, because I will be handling merch for Here's the Thing. And this will be a pre-order situation only. So more than likely, we're going to do a two-week window for the shirt orders, and there will be multiple designs. And you could choose one design, multiple designs, but we will have your size because it's going to be pre-order. The shirt costs, I think Kevin usually charges like $25 for shirts. These are going to be a little bit more expensive because I hate the quality of a lot of his shirts. So I will hopefully, I was actually just talking to, texting the guy who is doing the production. Matt. Yeah, Matt. He didn't respond to my text though, so I'm about to run up on him. What I'm going to do is a size run so that you all can see them in every size. I think I'm only going up to 4X. Whew. But I'll let you know. So, let me see. There's so many things. There's so many things that are coming through to my email. I'm just trying to make sure that I haven't lost my mind. Anyway, anywho, anyhow. Oh, they said they like Bella Canvas. They will be unisex. I'm not doing any women's cut. I'm not doing women's cut because there's no point in doing that. It just makes too much of a problem.
Yeah, Bella Canvas and is it Bella Canvas and there's one more something T. The Perfect Tee. They make good shirts.
So we are. There will be Lakeisha. There will be the option between black and white. But there are different colors. And the font has more color to it than what y'all are probably used to on a Kev on Stage shirt. So, yeah, hopefully y'all like the designs. We're trying to beef up the podcast merchandise a little bit more. And, yeah, I think that's it. So, because we want to make sure. Let me see. Are you still coming back to address Tabitha the Brown's permitted lot? Oh, okay, Amber, sorry. That's the other thing. So, yesterday, I was in Target, and I'm going to do it. This is where I got this from. I'm going to do a Target haul. I went to Target with the specific objective.
There you go.
To do content around Tab's new products. I was going to buy some of the food items, shoot a video.
I need that popcorn.
To promote Sis's line, you know, show my support. Go to the store, go to the food section, and I'm like, where is Tabitha's food? And so I go find an associate, and I said, where'd y'all put Tabitha Brown's food at? I was like, usually there is a whole display, but if I thought maybe because it's all year long, y'all might have put them inside the specific section because the first place I went was the popcorn section. Mm-hmm. He was like, it doesn't seem like we have it. And I was like,
I didn't think it was in yet.
Well, she had made the original announcement that it started out on Sunday.
Oh.
And I said,
just said coming soon.
I said, this don't make no sense. I was like, because she made a post saying that it was Sunday. He was like, yeah, it's saying that we don't have it. And I was like, yes, and Lakeisha, hummus and potato salad. Exactly, because when I went and put in Tabitha Brown on their website, food is coming up. Mm-hmm. It's saying not available to ship, but it was saying like it had it at the USC Target. Some food. And I said, this isn't making sense because she wouldn't have said it was coming Sunday if it wasn't here. Right. This is how, and now he's showing me his thing. He's like, see, it doesn't even have a location for us. I said, on the website, it even says USC. So I'm not sure why it's not on that. And as I feel myself getting irritated, I said, let me text Tab. And I was like, Tabitha, is your food in every place or only in select places? And she said, no, it's not everywhere. It's a rollout. And then she, I haven't watched it yet. She sent me the video that she had to put up to clarify. I said, okay, good to know, because...
Did you apologize to Clifford?
No, because I did not have anything to apologize for. I did not get mean with him. I just kept saying, this doesn't make sense. Because he said USC. Why isn't it here? But I was about to tell him that he needed to rectify it, but I stopped before I got there. You need to fix this. See, that's the problem. When a black woman is trying... but I didn't go there. I said, you know what, Angel? Pause.
This is y'all. Y'all be on the talking to the wrong person to fix something.
No, that's why I said, let me pause.
And then end up being wrong as hell.
Let me pause. I said, I must need clarification. I did the right thing.
See, it's part of the problem. Now, see what y'all doing. They do whatever they can to hold us, but no, we actually... sketching it out that way.
I know you not. Marcus will. Marcus got a 0 to 10 button. There's no like dimmer switch.
Yeah, it is. I do 1 through 5, and then after 5, it's like.
I think it's more like 1 through 3.
No, it's 5.
Maybe as you've gotten older, maybe I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you're thinking of young, ignorant Marcus.
The Marcus that I married was young and ignorant.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that look, switch would go.
Somebody got smart aleck with me last week before on the phone on some stuff that I ordered. And I told you about
that.
Yeah,
you told me.
You know what I'm talking about? Well, since you wasted my time there, I went on and rectified this situation and made sure my right product. I said, now, let me tell you what you ain't going to do. You got real snippy with me, and I don't appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I could have cussed him out. I didn't.
Yeah.
I let him apologize and moved on.
Listen.
You saw that? Yeah. I just said, excuse me.
So Kennedy look, said, what'd you say? This man has a vicious, I'm talking about, be pissing all vicious, heavy type of big ass Yorkie.
This dude got a damn Yorkie about the size of this water bottle.
And Marcus said, I'm not having it. You take that big ass bitch ass dog off of my yard.
Shut up. What he does is he don't let us see the dog pee in the yard, but he leads the dog to our yard to pee. At least once a day, sometimes twice a day. But when he sees us there, he acts like he just walks past. But there's been times where I've been standing there watching him, and then I'd be like, I'll like clear my throat. Then he'll jump and keep walking. So I said, let me just go on and put it. I done put cayenne pepper in the front yard to stop all that. I said, let me just talk to this dude. I was like, excuse me, sir. Said, I have young children, and they play in my front yard. I would appreciate it if you stopped letting your dog pee in my yard. He's like, okay. Yeah, no problem. Okay.
Lottie went and covered up her piss.
Say what?
Lottie went and covered up her piss.
And see, that's the problem. Because we don't have grass. It's turf. So it's just there until you wash it out. It ain't going to just naturally go to the earth like it would on regular grass. But no, I didn't cuss him out. I didn't get loud with him. I just said, hey, sir, excuse me. He might be a serial killer.
He ain't the same dude that
you. He might wear somebody's skin.
This is the same man who, when the dude followed him home, Marcus went.
I went and found him.
Exactly.
I found him like weeks, maybe a month or so later.
You were waiting for him to be outside. You found him sooner than that, but you were waiting for the day that he was outside of his house.
Yeah, I found him that day.
Yes, exactly.
But I didn't say nothing. I didn't roll up on his house.
You're right, because you were like, I'm not trying to get shot.
Yeah, I was just driving past one day. Oh, you want to hold a conversation with me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're doing? Well, let me tell you something real quick. His little friend went and sat down like, we got nothing to do with this.
That's so funny. It's always funny when the person who was like, I don't want any part of the smoke.
He didn't want no part of none of this.
He's like, nope. I'll be a witness kind of.
And he already knew the dude. He was like, yeah, he probably done that shit. Ain't no telling how many times he done did something like it.
But anyways, Marcus can't talk about me because I did not get loud.
See?
I didn't get.
You did, Angel.
No, I didn't. You could ask Kai. Kai wasn't even embarrassed. That's when you know.
I don't ever get embarrassed by nothing.
That's when you know. Kai was just like, That's what he was. I said, come on, let's go to the cold food section to see if her food's there, Kai. And he was like, okay. And that's when I was texting her.
Full out, cussed that man out. Kai wouldn't have caught on.
Yes, he would have.
He was like, so well, you got back Kai in the car.
Kai is the nosiest of all of our kids.
And he would have got back in the car. So wait, were you mad at that guy?
No. That would have been Sai. Kai would have been like, mom, why did you cuss that man out? Our kids, little Marcus maybe has seen me go off. I don't really think any of them have. I think I do a pretty. Now, have they seen their dad go off?
It was one time where a dude threw a bottle at the truck. Oh, yeah. That didn't go off on him, though. I just let the cops know. Mm-hmm. Luckily, the cops did show up because I was following him.
Mm-hmm. See?
Snatch that boy out of the car so quick.
Yeah, no, she has a fellow Kai, I stand for no Kai slander. Yeah, no, Kai was right in there. He was just, Kai is too nosy to miss stuff. Kai is always.
He misses stuff, though.
Kai is always, no, he never miss. He always misses stuff that he is supposed to catch. But if he ain't supposed to catch it.
Oh, yeah, he going
to
know all about it.
Yeah, he going to be like.
Prime example this morning, we on our way to school. That's when I hand out the glasses. I say, hey, y'all, it's going to be an eclipse today. I was like, I had Marcus look it up. I said, confirm what time it's going to be. Marcus said it starts at 10:06 and it'll last to like 11 or whatever. So I was like, y'all, so y'all can't look at the sun without these glasses. I said, this is for the eclipse, you know, said, but you could actually look at the sun with these. So if you break them, if you tear the plastic, you can't use these, okay? I said, put them in your pocket. Don't be roughhousing with your friends. Just, you know, just explaining everything. So we sitting there driving and Kai and Sai, they sitting there talking. All of a sudden, Kai, probably like 15 minutes later. So wait, you can look at the sun with these glasses? I said, Kai, yeah. So then the glasses go off. Oh, cool, look at the sun. Like, what about that? If I was just telling Marcus that and not him, he would have heard every word.
Every single word. Kayla, little Marcus does not remember me pushing that lady out in the street
because
he was a baby.
That's just traumatic experience. He would be like, somebody going to ask him, what's a traumatic experience that was fun? Like, mama pushed this old helpless lady into traffic and I almost killed her.
I'm going to ask him if he remember. I don't think he did.
Yeah, he do.
He does it. I think he was only two or three, because I was still thin.
It sticks with him.
No, it was three. He's probably three. No, he'll be like, I don't even remember the Corolla. I'll be like, that's right. I do the traumatizing stuff when it don't stick. That's me. I'll ask him. I'll be like, have you ever seen me go off on somebody?
I don't see my dad. I don't see mama and daddy go off on
people. I've seen your daddy go off on
people. I've seen daddy pull out guns on people. So
the fact that you don't break that up is trauma. You're like, yeah.
Hey, he had it coming. Yeah, daddy. Big ass chrome 357, 8 feet long.
I was about to say one more thing before we let them go. What was the So we were talking to little Marcus last night. So our son is becoming a very like undercover hip hop head, like of the newer guys. Now he already told me that Kendrick Lamar was his favorite rapper, which I was just like, dope, because I like him too. So we were talking about, which I'm sure we're going to talk about on Here's the Thing, J. Cole apologized to Kendrick Lamar on stage at his most recent live performance. And so I'm telling Marcus about it. I'm like, yo, J. Cole apologized to Kendrick Lamar, and I'm playing it. And
I was like, oh, it was after he dropped, and I couldn't think of the name of the song.
And little Marcus said, I might delete later. And we were like, I said, oh, you know about it? He was like, mm-hmm. I said, so do you know the song that, like, Kendrick Lamar did and to like, you know, instigate all this? He was like that? I was like, so you knew what was going on and you couldn't explain it to your parents. And then here come Marcus coming in strong in 42.
In my day,
that's exactly what he's. I got to let you.
This song out, you didn't have to dig down into the archives and figure out what was going on. You knew at the very beginning of the song, or even during that verse, when they talking about that person, they would drop that person's name.
Yeah.
Wasn't no guessing.
That's him. I gotta let you hear. I'm like, why does he need to hear?
Fuck Biggie. Fuck Mobb Deep. Like, he knew right off top. There wasn't no guessing. Ether. Doo-doo. Fuck Jay-Z. It ain't even 2 seconds in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jay-Z going to Nas. Listen, Nas, you a lame. Oh, you talking about Nas now. Mobb Deep was getting all the smoke. God dang. Anyway,
he's like, oh, my day, Marcus. No, you didn't have to do. You didn't have to do no research. I was like, I don't think he did research. I think he just knows what's.
No, he said he's been following it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. He didn't have to research it. He understands.
Yeah.
I was like, Marcus, the only reason why we have to research is because we ain't in these people's music like that at all. So I was just like, wow. I said, did you all talk about this in Paris, little Marcus? He was like, I mean, not really. It's just, he's got earbuds now, so we don't know what the hell he's listening to.
It goes from anime to probably, I don't know what it goes from.
It's usually YouTube videos on how to play a damn game. So I don't ever think he's listening to music. He's like,
no, I've heard him listen to music before.
He said, no, when I get ready in the morning, I listen to music and like, or like in between classes. I'm like, what?
Right now he listens. I'd be trying to like tune in, like, what they saying on that
I'm going
to
start making him play it. I'll be like, attach your phone to the car so I can hear it. And I'm like, don't you try to skip nothing. I want to hear what they saying.
You're going to be, oh my God.
No, not if it's something that go hard. Especially now that I know Kyle want to be a rapper. I'll be like, listen, you've got to get better than these guys. Where are your double and triple and quadruple entendres? Me and him were talking about that in Target. I said, so when did you decide you wanted to be a rapper? He's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. That answer makes me want to punch him in the face. I said, but you don't be dropping no bars for you.
Kai's my biggest concern as a parent.
No. No, Sai is mine. Kai, I'm like, you might actually become a rapper because you going to keep trying to manifest whatever the hell you want. So Kennedy was like, yes. So I'm like, well, if this is what you're going to do, I need to start hearing these bars more often, sir, because you're right now, the only people you have to gauge it is a bunch of little white boys. That's not enough.
I had him do it in the car. I was like, spit something for me.
Kennedy.
He was stumbling a little. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Those 5 words work.
I first need him to stop trying to do diss tracks to his brother, his
That's
twin
how you
brother.
Start.
I need him to choose a different brother.
Nah, oh, he just does side.
He just does side.
Like, nah, you gotta be,
he either needs to start clowning Amar or.
You got
to
spread it around.
Yeah.
That's how I started rapping. Me and my boy, we just sit there and just freestyle and diss each other.
I think he's so much better than Sai. I was like, let's see who can do the most sit ups.
Uh-huh.
Or Kyle was struggling.
He was like,
and then Kyle was like, oh, I
mean,
I know what number to be. I'm going to beat it.
Kai's so, I think, goal in life is to try to be better than Sai. That's Kai's goal. And I'm like, quit using your brother as your greatest competition.
What's crazy is Sai is usually like naturally talented and he don't even try.
No, he doesn't.
They were racing and when Marcus struggled to beat Sai.
Sai?
And then Kai's like, I'm faster than Sai. I'm like,
Kai, not now day of the week with your cement feet. No, you are your mama's child. Let's hush all that noise. I'm like, you might end up being really good at other sports. Like, he's probably going to be, if he really wants to, he could probably be really good at basketball. I'm not saying
he'll be good at basketball.
I'm not saying my baby going to be in the NBA, but he could possibly be really good.
Kai has a lot of drive.
He
has more drive than, he has the most driven of all of,
our kids. All of our kids. I was working out. He said, can I work out with you? Absolutely, you can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Come
so
here and work out with me.
That's the reason why I'm like, you say you want to be a rapper? Okay. Well, listen, I'm not going to not support it. As long as you're not whack. As long as you're good and you got a strong audience base.
Yeah, I'm being whack, I'm going to let you know.
But if he finds an audience base to talk to and he does well, I'm going to be like, abso-freaking-lutely. And I will be at your concerts with the lyrics on my shirt. They're going to be like, why is his mama like it? I'll be like, because you got this, didn't you? You got Riz KT. What if that is his rap name?
It won't be.
It'll be King Kai. And he's so excited that the white boys call him Kai Cenat. I will say, Kai Cenat is pretty dope. He's like prolific in this age group. Like what he's done, how much money that boy make.
Yeah, look him up. I said, who the hell is this? My son's
into. They definitely, he don't know. He's like, no, I don't watch his videos. No. But that damn sign, let the sports begin. And him get his head out the clouds. And Kai gonna have a run for his damn money. I'll be like, now see, stop competing against him. Compete against somebody else. Last thing, and then we're going to let y'all go. Hopefully you all are enjoying this little extra time. I know Marcus is getting frustrated, but I don't know why, because he sat and ate oatmeal on y'all's time. So we'll give them. Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Marcus, I did it. Oh, because you were doing it during the ad read.
So shut up.
You shut up. You bastard.
Y'all ain't seen no oatmeal get ate.
So I asked the boys, Kai and Marcus, especially because everything happened this weekend. I said, would y'all want to join a fraternity? Oh, I forgot to tell you that one of my sorors, who you've never met but knows us, knows me, she's met me, and obviously knows you through content, was like, would Marcus ever pledge? That would be so dope if y'all did. If he pledged.
Who,
yes.
Oh, no.
And I was like, absolutely not. She's like, for real? I said, oh, baby girl, you could go ahead and hold your breath. I was like, one, he would have to go back to school just to do it, which he's not. I was like, he got that associates. Yeah. He's not about to go back for no bachelor's. For what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's not anything motivating. There was one point in time there was some motivation. Now, it ain't going to do nothing for your career or your money. I was like, and two, Marcus is not going to be down for the shits. Nah. Not at all. Not one bit. And I think, well, listen, I think you would, if you were presented with the opportunity to be an honorary, and there's only one organization that you would be willing to, and that's the one organization that still does honorary, I think you would be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I mean, that'd be an honorable thing, too. I probably would do it then. But
yes, exactly. Yeah. I think you would take it for what it really meant, yeah, which was they value what you've done for in your career or whatever. But then I asked my boys, and Kai was like, okay, so what's a fraternity? And so I explained it from the lens of Delta first, and then they're in a mentorship group that all the principles of the mentorship group, everything is based off of Omega Psi Phi, because one of the people who started the group is a part of Omega Psi Phi, and his wife, who also helped him, is my soror. And so I'm kind of explaining it. And Marcus is like, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. And I was like, okay. I was like, that's a good answer. And I was like, I said, so Kai, what about you? And he was like, I don't know, maybe. I said, well, let me tell you what. If you and your twin brother go to the same school, y'all gonna have to be online together. You understand me? And he was like, first of all, we're not going to go to the same school. I said, what? Kai, yes.
He don't know. Kai don't know shit from sugar. He just.
I was like, you always want.
Say, first of all, Kai is such a little know-it-all.
He is.
And be wrong so much.
Absolutely. And then so has a hard time.
Like, see, Kai? Mm-hmm. Huh. See, you don't know everything, do you?
So, like, all the time.
People just be strong and wrong. Just
because it made me think about the reason why. Also, I brought it up. So one of the young ladies that crossed, her mother and father were good friends with. The mother is a Delta. The father is a Kappa. They have four kids. They have three older boys, and then the youngest is a girl. All their kids have gone through undergrad. Some are getting their master's. One is getting his, is in medical school. Their kids are doing really well. All three of the boys crossed Kappa,
mm-hmm,
which I know their dad is so proud of. Yeah. And even when they were hazing his youngest son, let me tell you.
He rolled up on Kappa. He, like, hey, because he heard about some stuff that was going down. He was like, I will get all y'all's letters snatched. Matter of fact, yeah, it's going to be some physical assault before that happens.
Right. He was like, y'all better hope National show up.
Yeah.
Because he felt like also that his son was getting hazed more than everybody else. Yeah. Right. So And then the daughter, she wasn't able to pledge undergrad. And so this was her finally being able, sweetheart. And her, not only is the daughter's mother a Delta, her mother's mother, so her grandmother's a Delta, so is her aunt. So this was truly like a legacy thing that she wanted to be a part of. But anyways, watching them all kind of like the brothers were strolling together and the new Delta, the Neo, she didn't even have a stroll ready, but she was like throwing it up. Like she was so hype. Her mother was like gassing her up. So excited. So I was just like, huh, I wonder if my boys would actually ever want to, being that they don't have the influence of their dad having pledged something, they don't have that like honest, like desire of, oh, I want to be like daddy in that way since he didn't do it. They do have the influence of their godfather is at Omega. Mm-hmm. One of our close friends is at Omega. Now their uncle is an Alpha. So I was like, huh. But yeah, hearing their answer was just, little Marcus, I highly doubt. When I tell you my mouth would be agape, he is much more like his father in the nonconformist type of way, but he could shock us all. And let me tell you, I'll be the first one to be like, what the hell happened? Anyways, I hope y'all enjoyed this extra time. Patreon, we'll be bringing back Cooking with the Tanksleys. I don't know if we're going to be able to start this week. I'm hoping we can, but I'll know by tomorrow if we're going to start this week. And we should be able to be back on our Friday bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We love y'all.
Yeah, have a good one, fam.